The story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
This is the city, Chicago, Friday, March 31st. It was windy. I was working the early shift at WGN. My name is Surratt. My partner is Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department. Not long after the first settlers arrived here in the 1770s, Fort Dearborn was built at what's now the corner of Michigan and Wacker. Today, people come here looking for food. We tell them where to go. Lieutenant, good morning.
Good morning. Yes, they came looking and smelling wild onions.
So. Yes, they did. I am told that you're going to tell us about delicatessen, and you've been on the deli beat a lot lately. Not that I'm complaining, and I have said many times, can't have enough delis.
Right. Well, this one, I went to the Onion Roll at 6935 West North Avenue, and it was a recommendation by a listener after we did a deli a while back in the 630 area code. And he didn't leave his name, but or her name. But they told me about the onion roll in Oak Park. And what really struck me is that it's really hard to believe that this place has been there for 60 years and I have never been there before, because I've been to places on that street and just didn't notice it. Spent a lot of time on the west side of Chicago, and I had no idea it was there. And that's, I love finding new places. It just reminds me again to stop and look around when you're in even your own neighborhood that you might have missed some little place like this, because I really loved it.
60 years. I thought I knew every delicatessen in a three-state area here, and we don't have enough of them. I've never heard of the onion bagel either.
The onion roll. I that was a typo when I said
that. Oh, the onion roll is the name of it?
Yeah, the onion roll. And,
but they have bagels.
They do it. They make their bagels fresh in-house every day. Mm. And they have a very good recipe. I've brought bagels in before from a place that I usually go to that's open 24 hours because I work midnights. But this place has a little bit of, we might as well just talk about the bagels there. The bagels that they have, they're made fresh every day, and you go in there, and it's kind of funny. They have them on these sticks, and you pick out which ones you want, and they pull them off the sticks. And they have a little bit of a salty taste that I really enjoyed, and it's not. I don't mean to say that they taste very salty, but there's a hint of it more than you would normally get in bagels.
Interesting. Yeah. Mm. I like that. And what else is on the menu?
Well, you know, anytime you go to a deli, I have to try the matzo ball soup. And
right, that's the way you determine if it's a great delicatessen.
Right. Yeah. If they really know the Jewish recipes, because the matzo balls are thick and they're very heavy, and they were very fresh when I, you know, and you could tell if they're fresh, they're a little softer, they're a little bit a little heavier, it seems like. I don't know, I think they dry out if they leave them laying around too long. So the matzo ball soup was fantastic. And the other thing I always try is a chopped liver, too, and which nobody else in my family will touch. But
yeah, it's an acquired taste.
It's more for me than.
Or in my case, I grew up with it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know what? I don't think I did. I grew up having liver, but liver and onions, not chopped liver from the deli.
Yeah. I had that, too. So chopped liver was good?
Chopped liver was great. And the corned beef, too, was very good. And I get it. I had the corned beef sandwich with the chopped liver right on it with some onions and mustard, hot, the brown mustard. Oh, it was fantastic.
And have a nice cream soda with that, maybe a little black cherry, right?
You know, I didn't have cream soda. You know, it's been a long time since I've had cream soda.
And is this just a breakfast lunch place?
It's basically breakfast and lunch, but they do have a full breakfast menu. My daughter had the pancakes, which were also very good. I mean, pancakes are one of those things where you can only screw it up. You either do it well or it's really bad. And these were done very well. But they also have salads and some sandwiches and stuff. And so they have a whole breakfast menu.
It sounds like a great place. The Onion Roll, right? That's the name of it?
The Onion Roll. And they you can buy all the stuff. You can buy pounds of corned beef. They have, when you walk in, it's like a little, you know, deli that you walk into, and then there's a dining room sort of attached to it, to the door, so you can go sit in the dining room, or you can buy corned beef by the pound. And chopped liver by the container full, and old candy bars too. So
this sounds great. Well, they must be doing something right if they've been around for 60 years.
Yeah, since 1954. And I can't believe I didn't know it was there.
It's so. At 6935 West North Avenue in Oak Park. Very, very few great old Jewish style delis around here anymore. So
right.
We like hearing about places like this.
Yeah, and keep recommendations coming, because I really love finding new places. And yeah, so
yeah, and when it is a good time for you to give your email, because you can get to the lieutenant directly and make a suggestion. What's that email again?
It's beatcopsguide@gmail.com. Or you can send it to Bob Show.
Yeah, we can forward a text or email here, but the lieutenant is available at beatcopsguide@gmail.com, and that's his book. You can never come out with a new edition of the Beat Cop's Guide to Chicago Eats?
You know, I have everything is all outlined. I've been too lazy to write it. Maybe now that I'm going to retire in a couple months, I'll sit down and put it all together.
Yeah, good idea. All right, let's get a break in here. Back with Lieutenant David Haynes. When he's not taking a bite out of crime, he's taking a bite out of everything else. And, whoa, these are very colorful-looking large cookies you brought in this morning.
I did, yeah. I went out to Courageous Bakery and Cafe, which is 736 Lake Street in Oak Park. It's actually only a few blocks away from the Onion Roll, but because Oak Park does some kind of really weird address system, it sounds like it's far away, but it's only it's not that far away.
Oh, so it's close to the deli?
Yeah, it's not far from the deli.
Oh, wow. Well, so you can load up on
right.
Corned beef, chopped liver, matzo ball soup, and then go right over to this place and get the cookies.
Right. It's right down Oak Park Avenue. It's at Lake and Oak Park Avenue, which, by the way, is a fantastic place to walk around. It's a bunch of little stores around there, little restaurants. It's now that the weather is going to be nice for a few days after the hail destroys everything. It's a great place to walk around.
We hope it's nice, yeah.
And judging by the amount of times I had to hold the door open for people pushing strollers when I went there, it's a great place for families to go and get coffee and cupcakes at Courageous Bakery. It was originally started by two sisters, one of whom was diagnosed with cancer, so the other one wanted to spend as much time with her as possible. So they started a cupcake truck called Cupcakes for Courage, or Courage Cupcakes, mm-hmm. And they've expanded now over the years to two brick-and-mortar places, one in Elmhurst and this one in Oak Park. And they didn't return any of my phone calls to find out, but the website, the last update is that the sister's in remission, so it seemed to be pretty good. So
no, that's good to hear.
I wanted to confirm that, but I have to go by the website because they didn't call me back. So,
well, they will now. I love the name too. Courageous Bakery and Cafe. That's a good story.
Yeah, it is. It's a very, you know, worthy thing. They still have the cupcake truck, and you can actually on their website you can order it to come to parties and stuff like that, and catering events. And so you go in there. They have a little coffee bar, and they have some tables, and you know, for people to sit at, and they have a big, beautiful case with all their different cupcakes, and they have a whole bunch of different cupcakes, and some of them are vegan, some are gluten-free. They're all decorated beautifully, and they're all solid cake, so it's like really, really smooth. What do you call it? I can't remember. You know, they're like pudding in them or something.
What?
There's like they're moist. They're really moist cakes, uh-huh, with great buttercream frosting. So it's really good.
And did you sample any of the gluten free vegan options?
My wife did. Yeah, she had a gluten free cupcake, and they were great. I had a what did I have? The first time I went there, I had a they had a banana Foster cupcake, which was great.
You don't go for the gluten free or vegan.
Only when I'm feeling like we have to, you know, I have to. I go to gluten free restaurants sometimes, but if I have the option, I don't usually do it.
You know, they're making those gluten free vegan items taste pretty good these days.
They really do. It is surprising. So I shouldn't make fun, because they're doing a great job at making all these little dietary things Tastes really good.
And I see on your list here, cinnamon rolls also available at this place.
They do. They have these cinnamon rolls, the big cinnamon rolls with the thick icing. That they're as good as that. We can't say the name, but the restaurant that rhymes with Bam Mathers.
We can't say. We can say Ann Sather.
Okay. Yeah, and these are as good as Ann Sather's. So, you know, that's saying a lot for me because I love Ann Sather's, even though that alderman yells at me every time.
That's why you don't like to say it. I see. Compare the cinnamon rolls at this place to Ann Sather, or what is it, the Cinnabon?
They're better than the Cinnabon. Cinnabon is, they're good if you're in a mall, but, you know, it doesn't. So Cinnabon don't measure up to Ann Sather's or Courageous Bakery. And so what I brought in, though, I brought in these big cookies. The cupcakes were great, but I love the big cookies. And, I brought them in honor of Dean Richards' birthday today, and he makes great chocolate chip cookies.
Right.
So
I'm glad you reminded me about that.
And since he made such good chocolate chip cookies whenever he fills in for you, so...
He does that? He brings treats to the staff when I'm not here?
No, I know he likes cookies, though.
I was going to say, that would explain why people are not excited when I walk in the building. Yeah. All right, let's remind everybody about Courageous Bakery and Cafe, 736 Lake Street in Oak Park, right?
Right.
All right, very good. We have the news coming on here at the top of the hour from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. First, let's get to restaurant news. What do you want to tell us about this week, Lieutenant?
I'm surprised this may not make it national news, but the Lagunitas Tap Room is reopening next month, April 13th.
Uh-huh.
And I have a lot of friends that are really pleased about that because they love going to the Lagunitas Tap Room and trying all their weird beers and stuff, so...
April 13, they're back.
April
right?
13th.
So. And then there's a lot of excitement over an opening Daisy's. Where are they going to be?
Yeah, Daisy's is opening at their new place yesterday. They opened up at 2375 North Milwaukee Avenue. And it's a larger space. They have great pasta. It's supposed to be huge. I have not been able to see the new space. I did go to Daisy's a couple years ago, and it was fantastic. And they're taking reservations, and they actually open on Wednesday. So, you know, if you want some good pasta, man, they make really good pasta.
And they were in Logan Square, right? And they closed there.
Yeah, and this is a 5,500-foot space. It used to be a German beer hall.
Wow, 2375 North Milwaukee Avenue.
That's huge.
Also, a shout-out and a big thank you to many people, chefs, who raised a lot of money recently here. And not too far from our building here, Avli on the Park, East Lakeshore, they had a big bash there, and they did well, didn't they?
Right. And the Chicago Chefs Cook, they're a group of local hospitality leaders. They raise a lot of money for charitable causes in Ukraine, Ethiopia, and Puerto Rico. And, they just had a big event on March 20th and raised a lot of money. They raised $100,000. And they're going to help people who were hit by the earthquakes in Syria and Turkey.
Yeah, that's a good spot. Lovely place. Good Greek food. Avli on the Park. That's our friend Lou Canellis is involved in that restaurant.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Sports broadcasting is just a hobby with him now. Restaurant, that's his main deal now.
It's amazing how many sports guys get into restaurants, isn't it?
And even though sometimes they run into problems and places close, they always come back for more.
Right. Yeah. This country would be better if politicians started opening up restaurants, too.
Maybe, you think?
Yeah.
and by the way, you just slipped in that you're retiring in a couple of months.
Yeah, well, at the end of the summer, yeah. Because turned, my birthday was a couple days ago. I turned 55, so now I'm old enough to retire.
Happy birthday and congratulations. And how many years will it have been with the force?
28 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
so I'm gonna celebrate my birthday by going down to Tennessee and riding my motorcycle on the Blue Ridge Parkway for a few days.
So. That sounds great, but yes. Don't get in any trouble there, and drive carefully. And we'll see you again very soon here. And then once you're retired and have extra time, I think you'll be going to more restaurants for us, won't you?
Sure. Yeah, we'll do a whole hour after that because we need a whole bunch of restaurants.
Okay, well, all right, you better get a personal trainer in that case. Thank you, as always, Lieutenant.
All right, thanks.
Hey, let's be careful out here.